USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. On the road again for Memorial Day weekend. AAA says more than 37 million Americans are driving 50 miles or more from home for the holiday, including this guy.
Well, we left today probably, 3 o'clock in the morning? Tried to avoid the New York traffic.
Another 5 million people are rushing through the nation's airport system, once again stress testing airlines that have experienced problems. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he has confidence all will go smoothly, and he said travelers receiving compensation for issues this year is more likely.
This year, if you do get stuck, if you do have a problem, you are much more likely to be able to expect that your hotel or meal or rebooking or whatever you need is going to be covered.
Buttigieg praised airlines for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules after last year saw major issues with delays and cancellations. Wall Street closed sharply higher Friday on news out of the White House. The debt ceiling negotiators were approaching an agreement. However, a number of Republicans pushed back on that, decrying the optimism as unconstructive leaks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters Democrats are not listening to what the American people want.
The California Republicans said a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefits programs.
Work requirements passed with 82% of the vote. Whatever passes with that higher mark. So I don't understand why Democrats here have a different opinion than Americans across the country, Republicans and Democrats.
The Republicans want the requirements while the Democrats oppose the increased work demands for the benefits. A deal must be struck within a week to avoid the U.S. defaulting on its debt obligations. I'm Dave Collins.
The Federal Reserve is cutting the outlook for the second quarter economic growth by a full percentage point. The Atlantic Fed's GDP Now tracker projects a 1.9% annual growth rate. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's attorneys that evidence in their hush money case involving Trump is an audio recording of him and a witness. The evidence was made public in a court filing on Friday by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. It is not known who the witness is or when the recording was made. Trump was charged last month with 34 counts of falsifying business records involving hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and a former Playboy model, pleading not guilty. The next COVID vaccine booster shot will target one of the newest variants that is now dominant in the U.S. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited sources saying 3 Omicron subvariants are under consideration for the updated shot. FDA vaccine advisors are set to meet next month to make their recommendation on which strain should be targeted. Moderna and Pfizer have said they'll be able to deliver the updated vaccine by the fall. And a woman who brought a raccoon into a Maine Petco store may have exposed multiple people to rabies.
Several people touched the raccoon and some even kissed the animal who was there to get the animal's nails trimmed. Once the Auburn store manager found out about the raccoon, she asked the lady to leave. Wildlife officials say it's illegal to possess wildlife in Maine and urge the public to leave raccoons alone. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.